We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like a million bucks,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake that ass up
early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got some special guests joining us today. One gentleman, he's running for Stockton City Council District 6. He's a friend to the room. You know him, ladies and gentlemen. Jason Lee, welcome.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you.
And the other brother is CEO and owner of Enhance Health, Matt Herman.
Good morning.
So let's start off with you, Matt. What is Enhance Health?
So Enhance Health today is the largest ACA provider in the United States today. Primarily, most people don't know that you can get affordable health insurance for free. Mm-hmm. Around the COVID era, the government put in place a what you call a low-income subsidy. So what we do is we help the underserved and unprivileged population get health insurance. Mm-hmm. So, for example, this past year, we got about a little bit more than a million policies out to people who never even knew that they can get coverage for free, nor did they ever have health insurance. So not only do we do that, but we educate these consumers on how to access health care. So a lot of people just run to the emergency room. They run to urgent care. They don't even know that they can get a primary care physician. So not only do we help them get coverage, but then we pair them up with a doctor and really help people get healthy.
Now, how do people do that? I know a lot of people that actually have to go to emergency room or urgent care when something happens because they don't have a primary physician. So what's the process of gaining a primary physician and for free? So there's no copays and nothing?
Depends on your state. Depends on the policy and from the policy that you have. But usually, yes. Usually, you will find policies with no copay. But the premium that you usually pay is usually expensive in the prior years. But that would be free to the individual.
How long you been in the healthcare field? And what got you into it?
I've been doing about healthcare for about 15 plus years. Always been passionate in helping people. Always thought health insurance is important. And when found out that we can give coverage now to individuals for free, it really sparked an interest for me to really help people. You have people out there that are single mothers that are pregnant, you know, diabetes, mental health, special needs kids that need coverage more than anybody. And to not realize that you can't get it, the government is doing a poor job letting people know that this is here to help people. And that's really what my message is to really spread that amongst the communities. And that's why we partnered with individuals like Jason Lee and some other celebrities and influencers to really help use their platform to spread the message.
Before we get into the collaboration you and Jason got, why should somebody choose Enhanced Health over other healthcare programs?
Sure. So Enhanced Health is not competing with any carrier. So what we do basically is we are a brokerage, if you want to call it, where we have access to every carrier within the exchange. The exchange is where you go to get coverage. Mm-hmm. So based on your demographics, your zip code, what medications you may take, we'll actually give you the information of what's going to be the best policy for that individual. So we're not, we don't just say, hey, we're going to put you here because we make more money. We place individuals where they should go based on what they need.
How difficult is it, you know, as far as age is concerned or preconditions, like whether it's somebody has cancer or HIV or, you know, they are a smoker or one of those things? How difficult is it to place people in places where they can actually get the care that they need?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So in prior years, you would go through something called underwriting. Underwriting is where they would turn you down. In ACA, they made it so anybody with pre-existing conditions can get approved guaranteed issue. Mm-hmm. So it's just like anybody, if you had no condition or you had a condition, anybody can easily sign up.
Right. How did this partnership come together, Jason?
So I met Matt, at the Floyd Mayweather Fighter, who's one of the sponsors. And then eventually when we had the Hollywood Unlocked Impact Awards, and we were looking for partners that would be able to integrate into the event, understanding that it's about how people that have influence use their platforms to move the culture. We had lunch, and when he told me about Enhance and all that he's doing to help our community specifically, mm-hmm. He integrated into our award show, came up on stage with Tiffany and I, talked about Enhance and what he's doing for our communities. We immediately met after that. And, you know, my background before entertainment, I spent 11 years with the labor union working with Kaiser Permanente. And I remember when we were going through that process of developing the Thrive campaign, it was really about educating specifically people of color who look like us, who only go to the doctor when they're dying. Mm-hmm. That preventative care was important instead of managed care. So how do we prevent diabetes or colon cancer instead of managing it when you get it? And so, as you know, I've been like heavily involved in my process. I lost 132 pounds because of you and our relationship. I started being open to therapy, and now I'm actively participating in it. Mm-hmm. I feel the change. I see people see the change. And I recently got my colonoscopy after I found out my dad had found polyps, and they found polyps when they did mine. And so,
how many did you have?
I had three.
Damn.
And one of them was, I guess, I don't know the specific.
Precancerous.
Yes. And so now I got to go back in 3 years to get it checked again. And so that kind of scared me. But, you know, as you get older and then you get more involved in your process of really wanting to live longer and have a more healthier life experience, you understand that there's a lot of us that may not have the benefits or privileges that some of us where we are in our careers may have. And those are the people, my family members, my friends, people in the hood that I want to make sure they have mm-hmm. access. So we sat down and I said, you know what? We need to create a partnership where we can get to the culture, where we can do it in a way that the government is unable to do it. So why don't we create a partnership? And that's where we established Healthcare Unlocked. And so we have Hollywood Unlocked, and then we have Enhanced Health. And I said, our tagline is going to be making healthcare cool, because we should want the young 20-year-olds who have health insurance, or 21-year-olds or whatever, who have health insurance, to understand that participating in your healthcare process isn't when it's too late or when it's mm-hmm. almost too late. I had prediabetes, inflammation, sleep apnea. I was 323 pounds, and I was literally on the pathway to a heart attack, and I just didn't want to die. So I took aggressive measures to get healthy, and now we've been able to create a partnership where we can get access for folks who may not have had it before.
And not only that, I think a lot of kids, when they graduate college, I think the age is 22 or 23 when COBRA ends. And COBRA is when you're under your parents' policy, and it ends and you have to get your own. And most people don't know how. If they don't have a job, they can't get out. So this could be a perfect way for them to definitely check it out. So I was going to ask you, besides that, is this part of the reason why you're running for Stockton City Council District 6, to help people in the neighborhood with things like healthcare, jobs? I seen you on a picket line the other day. Is that part of the reason why you're doing it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, those folks, shout out to OP3, the union that was striking in Stockton, striking against the city. Part of that is they're in the process of negotiating their benefits with the city. Healthcare in the world of the workforce is a benefit. And those benefits are always at stake, because those become one of the most significant line items in employer budgets. So that is part of it. But it's also, you know, at my kickoff on December 11th, we're going to have a table there to educate people on Healthcare Unlocked and how to get access. We have a phone number they can call. And we've also taken this partnership beyond just the web. We actually have a whole department at Enhance Health of agents who are helping to sign people up and helping to navigate through the process. So, yeah, this will be a part of my campaign because healthcare is important and my district definitely needs to have access to it.
Now, we talked about this earlier, Jason, like at the top of the show. Well, this is an interview, so shut up, Charlamagne. But do you think you're going to be taken serious because of the Hollywood Unlocked background, because people associate Jason Lee with mess and messiness, even though, you know, I've known you long enough to see the growth, to see the evolution? Do you think others will?
You know, we live in a different time right now where the world took Trump serious even after he said grab him by the vagina. And we've seen that in most cases, cancel culture applies to the culture more than it applies to people that don't look like us. And
that's
if
right.
a person can fast track his way to the highest office in the country and become the most powerful person in the world, I think anything's possible. When it comes to me, I think that the reason why I wanted to come here and love coming here, the reason why I did Simone Sanders show, the reason why I'm allowing Black storytellers to interview me is because we're not a monolith and we're not the sum of one experience or one job. I worked in education, I worked in probation, I worked in healthcare, I worked in community organizing. And so I'm pretty much just showing people another layer to me. And now having gone through therapy and understanding the power of my platform, which is why I did the partnership with Hanson, Matt, the reason why I decided to step in the game and to, you know, become an elected official, because I don't want to say politician. And because I'm not accepting money from, you know, the developers in the city or meeting with groups that don't plan for economic development on the South Side. If they don't believe that the Black and brown kids in South Stockton deserve the same life experience as those on the other side, then they're not for me. You know, I'm in the business of people. Do I think that people are going to come up with mess? Yeah, I already got one person that emailed me and said, I heard you own OnlyFans and are an OnlyFans model. I'm like, well, OnlyFans is worth $18 billion. And if I was an owner and a model, I probably wouldn't be running for public office. But I'm expecting it. But, you know, if they know my job, they know that I pulled up every receipt I can find and I'm ready for it. And I look forward to it.
Now, what would you say to people that say, OK,
Jason, well, we match receipt. Yeah. Receipt for receipt, baby.
I mean, the person I'm running against right now, I understand yesterday they filed an ethics complaint against her because she uses the city resources for her job. She's a mental health professional. She's literally going to be absent from one of the biggest votes in the city today when we're turning out hundreds of people because they're voting about a warehouse initiative that's going to cause an extreme amount of, you know, environmental issues that she has refused to meet with the people about, hasn't showed up, had no town hall, and she's not even going to be present during the meeting today. Mm. So she's one of those people that doesn't, she cares more about her position in politics over the people. I've just gone back and now given a bigger platform, a bigger voice, and also outside resources where they're more focused on, you know, local district attorney holding them accountable. I'm talking about, hey, we got the DOJ, we got other ways of doing that. I have to give a certain shout out to Brando. He's one of the city council members up there. When I went back to do my nonprofit, he said, why should we support your nonprofit to help these kids who are dying every day and have no opportunity? When you're friends with Floyd Mayweather and Rihanna, why don't you just ask them for help? And although I am talking to Floyd and Rihanna about help and everybody else I know, I just felt like that was a loser response to like a crisis that's crippling the community. And so when I went and did my research on him, I found out he allegedly robbed his grandmother. These are the type of people who are leading in the city right now. So, you know, all my stuff is out there, and I'm the most transparent person. I'm excited about this whole experience.
I was going to ask you, you know, what do you say to people that say, well, is he taking this serious? Meaning, you know, we always see politicians run, and usually sometimes they run for the right reason to be in office, and sometimes they run to for their side job, just to get the recognition. What do you say to people that say, Jason Lee has so many goddamn jobs. He has a show on Revolt. He has, of course,
we left Revolt 2 months ago.
Oh, sorry.
No, thank you for that.
He has his podcast. He has Hollywood Unlocked. He has all these shows that he's doing. He's doing hosting.
Yeah.
He's traveling around the world. When will he have time to concentrate on Stockton, California?
Yeah, I'm taking this serious. One, I went and got me a home in the city. I made sure to create that as my place of my domicile where I live. I actually moved in. And I'm excited to be back in the community. My show is, my job does require me to travel. I think all my global traveling, I'm getting out as soon as I can because, you know, when I win in the primary March 5th, then I have until January 1st to start. But, you know, I have a full staff of people who manage my company. So I have 2 days that I film and the rest of the time I'm committed to my nonprofit, Hollywood Cares. I'm committed to Healthcare Unlocked. I'm committed to doing the work there in the city. And
are you gonna have to give all that up if you win?
No, absolutely not. Okay. No, I just we did have an executive meeting recently where I'm leaning on my staff and like the leadership to really own all of the parts of my business. So Rob Smith, who's my COO, is in Miami every week, all week. You know, leaning on our partners there at Enhance to lead Healthcare Unlocked. Yeah, I think it's a valid question, but I'm welcoming all the questions. I'm welcoming all the suspicion, because what I learned for sure is that we have given up in this political game right now because the right is too right, the left is too left. It's like we're in the middle of this ping pong match. And so I am glad that people are questioning the process, but I'm also excited at watching how more civically engaged my community is. Mm-hmm. There's more black and brown people. I mean, one person yesterday drove all the way to the airport to get keys to a property so they can go and put my signs in it. I mean, that's how supportive the community is and active in this campaign. So, yeah, I welcome all the criticism. We're going to still win, though.
Matt, what are some common mistakes people run into when they're choosing their healthcare programs?
You know, most people are going on that do know about insurance because you see the little ads on TV, healthcare.gov. It's very confusing. You know, you could sit there and spend 45 minutes, and I would say most people go to the top right of your screen and hit the X button, you know, and they're out. Not choosing the right policy, not making sure that there's coverage for doctors in your area. Just really got to pay attention to what's wrong, you know, what symptoms you have, what medications to be able to pick the right policy for yourself. And that's why we're able to do this in about a 12 to 15 minute window when somebody calls in. And we're able to pick the right policy for you. I would say picking the wrong policy is probably the biggest mistake.
And when you're talking health coverage, does your health coverage include eyes and dental?
It just depends on, you know, which carrier it is and what policy. I mean, we work with so many different carriers. Every carrier that's offered within the country we have on our platform.
And also, what about Medicaid redetermination? Because that's a big conversation as well.
Yeah, so you have 12, 15 million people just got kicked off of Medicaid throughout the entire year, and it's happening throughout the year. Most people that had Medicaid didn't even realize that they lost their Medicaid. So it's another problem. We're currently in the White House and also leaning in on the states on fixing that problem for the country as it's just a massive issue right now.
What do you say to people who say they can't afford health care?
It's free. You know, it's free.
Damn. Simple as that.
Just shut up. It's free.
And people don't know that. That's why partnering with folks like Hollywood Unlocked is good because you can amplify that.
Well, and the other thing that's crazy when you talk about we're in the White House. So, you know, I remember when I started when we were at the first Christmas party for the president, and I remember we came back here and Charlamagne was like, okay, when you get over there and you make those people mad or whatever, you don't, you know, agree with them, it's going to get tricky. You know, the one thing I will say, you're right. The second part I will say is that getting in there and learning the different departments and how the government works and how the government's broken. Mm-hmm. You know, we did go to the vice president's house for the 50th anniversary of hip hop, but then we set up a meeting with CMS and HHS, who regulate and oversee all the healthcare in our country. And to see, like, there's this thing that's available, this healthcare, access to healthcare, free healthcare in our country. And these people have access to the people who are responsible for getting the word out. But there's certain things they can or cannot do in educating people in partnership with us. It's been a really tricky thing. So we're trying to figure out how to truly partner with them. And I've said to the vice president's team, this is my number one priority right now because I do understand the power of my platform. If I can use it to promote Blueface and Krishan all day, I could also use it to promote getting people healthy, especially people who look like us. So, you know, there's a lot of yellow tape, but I'm confident that, you know, the folks over at the White House are going to figure out how to cut through that so we can get to the people.
How come people don't know healthcare is free? Because you always hear about it, you know, people just want an affordable healthcare plan. That's what everybody always says. They want it affordable. But how come people don't know it's actually free?
Well, it's up to the government to put that message out there. And how is the government advertising that health insurance is free? And they're really not. And that's really what the problem is. You know, you have to let the people know what's going on for the people to know that it's there, you know, and that you have the option to do so.
Well, and another thing too, like one of the things we said to them on this call with CMS is, you know, on the same day that Cardi B has told me she's going to jump in the campaign and support it and do this for free, just to use her platform to educate people, especially that New York is what, right around the corner to being one of the states that you all are helping to make sure the people of New York can get signed up. I said, it's the same day she just put the administration on blast for defunding education and funding a war. Mm-hmm. And so you all can't get to but you can't pay the people that we have relationships with in the culture to push your program. But we're partnering with people to help them push an initiative that is your thing. So how is it that you can't figure it out? And I keep trying to explain to these people that You have to listen to us. And that's the one criticism that I have of this administration. I really believe in specifically it has to, you know, I have to land this plane at Kamala's front door because her team has failed to take an opportunity to connect with culture drivers, culture disruptors, to be creative in how we reach the people. If the Breakfast Club, Hollywood Unlocked, Shade Rooms, Ball Alerts, Neighborhood Talk, all those platforms are the vein of what everybody's talking about online. How do you not make it a priority before Election Day or the election process to tap into us? The other thing, I'll say the DNC and DCCC, you have, they're raising, what, $1.3 billion in this administration's campaign. So you mean to tell me that in every state around the country where the lack of access to Medicaid or health care or the ability to protect the vote is at a top priority, you're spending less than 1% of advertising with black-owned media?
That's crazy.
That's insane.
That's
nuts. But when you show up, you know, when they say, we did it, Joe, it's the black vote, the Simone Sanders and the Kamala Harris who put their faces out there to drive us to the poll, or to drive us to the election, or the ballot box. But then after that, then what? Nothing matters. Mm-hmm. You know, so when you wonder why people are excited about Trump, it's because he's out there being disruptive for his interests. And I feel like they need to be a little bit more creative and disruptive in ours.
Disruptive for his interests, disruptive for his people.
Yep.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you guys for joining us. Tell them how they can get in touch with you and you know, support your campaign, both of you guys.
Yeah, you can go to HollywoodUnlocked.com/healthcare or just call straight into Ahantz at 1-888-987-3719. And I believe 12 hours a day, Monday through Friday, you can get help navigating through this process.
All right. Well, it's Jason Lee. It's Matt Herman. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Thank you.
Wake that ass up.
Early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.